Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. It's a Friday. That means best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein joins us. He's brought to you by Golfdom, located in Tysons, or at golfdomgolf.com. Visit today to experience the best in golf on and off the course. Golfdom, live the game. Good morning, John.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Hello, John.
John, there's a lot to get to here. We will ask you about Tiger. Right, just brace yourself.
Oh, thank goodness, Jason.
Brace yourself for that one.
He probably didn't even watch.
It completes his week when we ask him about Tiger.
But I wanted to lead this off with, and I'm sure you saw this, the story this morning, the source that gave the report to Yahoo Sports about the college basketball stuff, right?
Yeah.
This guy is saying that the 10 guys who were fired or arrested is just the tip of the iceberg, that a bunch of big-name programs are going to be involved. I didn't realize this. The investigation uncovered 4,000 calls, documents, bank records, computers. I mean, this is no joke. How big?
Well, I don't think it was a joke from the start, Jason.
Yeah. But, I mean, how big do you think this is going to get?
Well, I think I said to you guys back in the fall when the story first broke that I didn't think the FBI did 2 years of investigation to catch 4 assistant coaches, that I was fairly certain there was more to this. And there are a number of guys in basketball who, if the FBI is able to turn them or get hold of some of their records and some of their documents, a lot of folks are going to be squirming. A lot of big name folks are going to be squirming because we all know there's nothing pure about big time college basketball. And, you know, I go back to something that Mike Krzyzewski said 18 years ago when his buddy Mike Jarvis, who was still at St. John's at the time, the former GW coach, had an issue with one of his players, a kid. And I can't remember the kid's first name. The last name was Barkley. And he'd been accepting money in some way, and he'd been suspended, and there was all this stuff swirling around St. John's. And Krzyzewski said, in defending Jarvis, I don't think there's any big-time program, including my own, that could withstand this sort of scrutiny.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty honest thing to say. And that was 18 years ago, and people sort of, you know, shoved it aside because it was meant to defend Jarvis more than anything. But I believe that. I'm not sure there's any big-time college basketball program, now that Mike Bob Knight's not coaching, that can withstand real scrutiny, and we'll see who gets caught and who doesn't get caught, because I don't think any of them are completely innocent.
That was Eric Barkley, by the way, from St. John's.
Eric Barkley, thank you, yes.
What
spelled with a K.
So you don't think it's impossible that K and Duke's program are implicated?
I don't think anything's impossible. I don't think anything's impossible. When you're recruiting kind of kids that,
Would you be shocked if he
I don't know if the word is shocked. I would be very, very disappointed because you guys know he's a friend, and I believe him to be a good man and an admirable man. And, you know, I'd be shocked if Mike was involved, if Izzo was involved, if Mike Bray was involved. I mean, there's a lot of guys who would shock me.
Well, the name that came out initially was Larrinaga, and that still shocks me. And I
that stunned me. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to me, Jim. You know, I obviously knew Jim much better when he was here.
Right.
But he was he was you know, Mr. Chips. I never would have thought of him in that sense. And he's been completely underground since this started in terms of talking about it.
Well, he did issue a statement strongly denying all this stuff, but I haven't heard
more. But you know what? I don't buy into statements, because when you issue a statement, it means you don't want to answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never, you know, when people, of course they say that, you know, it's Inspector Renault in Casablanca saying, I'm shocked to learn there's gambling going on here as he collects his winnings. I don't completely trust anybody.
So do you think it's possible that these names are released before the tournament?
And no, I don't think so. It doesn't sound that way.
All right.
Reading the story. It sounds like we're, you know, again, you never say never, but we're three weeks from Sunday, Selection Sunday. And the FBI works very slowly. And they remember this, Jason. They're not concerned with the NCAA tournament.
They don't really care.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, they could care less. So if they come out with a report a year from now and whomever wins this year is forced to vacate their title as a result, they don't care.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if some of these schools are going to realize that they're going to be named and they self-report or pull themselves out. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how.
Yeah, it's hard to know because with the FBI, it's a completely different ball game than it is when the NCAA is involved, where the NCAA might say, hey, you know, just so you know, we're going to serve you with a notice that we're investigating you next week. And what most schools do, of course, is they'll go ahead and play and take their chances because, you know, if they're good enough to if they think they're good enough. The exception was Louisville a couple years ago, which didn't self-report itself. But when it was clear the NCAA was coming to town to nail them, they took themselves out of the tournament hoping that would be the end of it. And, of course, it wasn't. They're still facing the possibility of having their 2013 title vacated.
And there's so much to talk about. All right, so as you know, I've been known to gamble on sports once or twice per year.
I've never heard that, no.
And we were just talking about season win totals for baseball teams, and we were focusing on the
Nats. Oh, the over-under thing?
The over-under, and right now it's set at 91.5 for the Nats. Three out of the last 4 years, they've been at least 95 wins.
The Marlins is a big factor now, the way they're purging.
Because they could break the Mets record of 120 losses.
Right. I mean, if they win 60 games, they'll be shocked. So I like at least 92 wins with this team. I just like it.
Well,
what do you think?
As I often say to my brother, who's been known to bet once or twice, then go ahead and bet it.
I will.
I they should win 92. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to piss some people off, which I've never done before either, like you gambling, and say they're going to be better in October this year because they don't have Jason Worth in the clubhouse.
Oh.
I think his absence will help them as a team when it comes to the big games.
But that was supposed to be what helped.
Yeah, okay. I know what it's supposed to be. Yeah, I'm well aware. I had Mike Rizzo screaming at me.
Yeah.
You know, that Jason Worth is a warrior and this and that and this when he just hit 179 in the playoffs. I know he hit one huge home run in 2014 that got him to game five against the Cardinals, and then they lost.
No, but you're talking about clubhouse, vibe. That's what you're talking about.
You think
about.
It's addition
yes,
by
that's
subtraction.
What I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. I think he was very overrated in terms of what he brought to the clubhouse when it mattered.
Uh-huh.
Gonna be interesting.
And I know there'll be people tweeting out, oh, Jason Worth's the greatest leader in history, and why don't you like Jason Worth, and blah, 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 blah.
No,
I'm just going
like
to say
him.
This, and in October, if they do the same, because I think they'll almost certainly play postseason. I agree with what Jason's saying. If they do better, play this back.
But don't you think the Nats fans
If they don't do better, you can play it back too,
but don't you think they're already over him? I mean, it's not like he delivered a World
it's
Series
not a matter.
Here.
No, it's not. No, that's
but
not the question.
About a
the question
thing.
Isn't his on-field production, although it'll help that he's not playing left field anymore because he was
true.
A terrible left fielder the last couple of years.
It's true. Yeah. No, I get it. Listen, that guy is a douche. I did not like him at all. I don't know how the guys could respond to him.
Do you buy into this whole collusion thing with the remaining free agents?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And remember, collusion doesn't necessarily mean you get on the phone and say, hey, don't sign this guy and don't pay this much money. That's what happened with Ubaroth in the 80s when he was commissioner. He said to the owners, Don't pay this kind of money. They listened to him, and it ended up costing him $465 million in collusion damages. I don't think it's anything that blatant. Rob Manfred's a lawyer. He's not that stupid. And not that Ubaroth was stupid, but what he did there was stupid. But I think there's a sense of, okay, you know, we're just not going to overpay for anybody who's not, you know, Bryce Harper or Mike Trout. Mm-hmm. You know, those kind of guys, you pay whatever you got to pay to get. But when you're talking, I was shocked Yu Darvish got the contract he got.
I kind of
because
was
to
too.
Me, he's shaky. I mean, he was terrible in postseason last year, particularly
awful.
In the World Series.
He was awful.
So why would you give him $125 million or whatever the Cubs paid?
Yeah. And then J.D. Martinez is turning down 125. I mean, J.D. Martinez was Babe Ruth last year after he got traded.
Yeah, he was great. But he was great. And he thinks he should be paid at Ruthian figures, and clearly the owners aren't doing that right now.
I mean, it's just amazing that guys are turning down $25 million a year.
Yeah, I would take it.
I'd take it, too. All right, any of the I'm a big Olympics guy. I don't get into the figure skating. A lot of the stuff I don't get into, but I love the skiing. I love the snowboarding.
Yeah,
What stories are sticking out to you?
Well, Michaela Schifrin. I mean, that was disappointing last night that she couldn't back up the giant slalom win with a win, because she had a chance. You know, I didn't realize this till I read it. There's only been one woman in history who won 3 gold medals in alpine skiing and 1 Olympics, and she had a shot to do that. She got hurt because of the weather, and she had to cancel out of I think it's the super giant slalom tomorrow or tonight. And so she's only skiing 4 events now. The downhill, she's still kind of learning. Lindsey Vonn is the American's best hope in the downhill. But if she could have won her best event last night and then won the combined, you know, she would have become only the second woman in history with 3 gold medals. I think she's terrific.
Yeah.
And Lindsey Vonn's a great story, and I think she's got a great chance to win the downhill. I will always wonder what her career would have been if she hadn't had all the injuries she had, because she's probably the greatest female skier, American skier, definitely.
Yeah. You know, Schifrin,
so that interests me a lot. The speed skating used to interest me a lot, the long course in particular, but we suck at it.
We're
now.
Terrible, yeah.
We used to be really good. I mean, we had great speed skaters. I mean, I go back to Eric Heiden when he won the 5 gold medals at Lake Placid, and everybody forgot about it because of the hockey team. And Bonnie Blair and, you know, others, but that's disappointing. But those are the things that I pay attention to the hockey. If it gets good, I loved watching the hockey when the NHL players were in it, because it was better hockey than the NHL because of the wide, bigger rinks, and because there was so much passion in it from the players. So that's disappointing that the NHL didn't send their players.
I haven't watched a lot of the Olympics, John, but I did watch the Shaun White stuff. I got caught up in it, and I have to say, my heart was pounding. Like, this last run,
I'm not that way with the X Games events. I mean, I think they're great athletes. Don't get me wrong. Just as I think the figure skaters are great athletes, but
right.
I don't watch.
No, I get
I watch
it.
Anything where judges decide who wins.
Okay.
Diving, figure skating, and the snowboarding thing is like that to some degree. But he's an unbelievable athlete, and all those snowboarders are. There's no question about that.
Yeah, so I got into it, and I was maybe even surprised how much I got into it. But anyway, I really this is going to sound weird. I'm going to try to articulate this the right way. If you're a sports fan at all, you've kind of heard these allegations, right, about him and his girlfriend that are in the band or whatever.
Kind of heard, yeah. No, there was a settlement, absolutely.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, we were aware of this stuff. But in the sort of the week and the few days leading up to it, you didn't hear a word about it, right? All they did was pump this guy up, and I'm getting caught up in it. I mean, I'd heard about this thing, but I wasn't thinking too much about it, because now I'm getting caught up in the nationalism of it and Shaun White, American hero, and all this stuff. And then it's like, I feel like this is what we're doing as a culture. We built this guy up so much, and then as soon as he wins, we start hammering him with the old allegations, which, okay, is fair. He's part of that, but they should have brought that up before, I think.
Well,
I don't know
the answer to this. Did he do other than NBC, which isn't going to bring it up? I mean, they're, like you said, they're trying to pump him up as a star so they'll get ratings when he's participating. But did he speak to the media, the print media, the real media?
I don't know the answer
before the Olympics, and I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people I know reacted like, "Why are you bringing this up now?" And then he made it worse by not handling it well, by calling it gossip.
Right.
And then had to apologize for calling it gossip, and that didn't help anything. And look, we're living in super sensitive times. We all know that.
Yeah.
You know, I referred to Lindsey Vonn in a CBS Minute the other day as glamorous. And then I thought, oh, my God, can I get away with that? I mean, that's the culture we're in right now.
No, it's insane.
All right. How much of Tiger did you watch?
The usual.
None.
Zero.
None. And honestly, I wasn't avoiding it or anything like that. I was just out all day.
Right.
I mean, I just didn't have the chance. If I won't get home, he's playing late today, and I won't get home till about 3 o'clock this afternoon. I'll tune in and watch the golf. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to see how my boy Rory does. He only shot even par yesterday. So I will watch the golf this afternoon, which of course means I'll be watching Tiger 90% of the time, since Golf Channel doesn't recognize anybody else playing when he's on the golf course.
Yeah,
well, they want ratings.
Well, luckily Rory's playing with Tiger, so you'll see every shot.
Yes, so I hope when he holds out on a particular hole and Rory has a 10-footer for birdie, they won't go to commercial, which is very possible.
They'll show it. Don't worry.
Like when I used to try to watch my buddy Paul Goidos, and he'd be paired with, you know, a big name. And I think, oh, I'll get to see some of Paul today. And I never see him hit a shot.
Yeah. Right. All right.
Have
thank
a good
you,
weekend.
John.
All right, fellas.
It.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, John.
All right, buddy. Take it easy.
Yep, you too. John Feinstein. Everybody enjoys that segment.
Valdez does a bit where he tapes Drab in the small talk portion of the call-in.
Yes, it's a weekly bit.
You post that on your Instagram or your Twitter? I don't even
My
know.
My Instagram.
And what is
Valdez
your Instagram?
Radio.
Is it awkward?
Valdez Radio.
It's always because Instagram, John doesn't like to be called early or late. Like, he wants to be called and then go right on the air. So it's always like a delicate call.
Plus, we do shtick with them, too.
They do shtick. But John's working his butt off, man. He's calling a bunch of games, right,
grinding.
Trev?
Oh, my God. That guy has a hard job. Pete are the two hardest working guys I know right now.
Yeah, he's doing, I think, 3 games this weekend.
It's crazy. I mean, who does that?
So does it ever get awkward in the small talk?
No, he knows we're doing bits.
He does now?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. It's usually something
he's
over the top.
Like, the best Instagram bit you had, honestly, was when Drabby and A-Wad were yelling at each other. That's what people want to see.
That's
right?
What you want to see.
They want to see conflict.
Hey, what,
what's going on with A-Wad and you?
Yeah.
Nothing.
We can't do a segment without you bringing them up.
Hold on. Valdez, was that not the most commented?
I got a lot of comments.
Well, hold on a second.
Yeah.
But
Drabby's the one who came in and told you that.
Yeah, I didn't ask. He came in and told
me.
Thank you.
It has to be on air.
Oh, so, you didn't think he was going to bring it up?
Of course you would bring
There's
it up to tell me.
There's a big AWOD push in an AWOD free month.
That's exactly why.
I never declared it AWOD free. That's just you guys. You guys are, I guess, jealous of the attention he gets.
We've had 3 straight AWOD mentions.
What?
By the way, during our segment.
Hold on. Drabby can't say with a straight face that he didn't come in here and tell you that.
He knows that. He knows I would talk about it.
Thinking that you would not bring it up.
I thought it would be a throwaway. I didn't know we could throw away the rest of the show outline.
Oh, that's such a lie. Outline? You
the
just
show
have,
outline
you got a bunch
is...
of blank spaces here.
You want to do a segment on man boobs.
That's good.
Money buys happiness.
That's good.
Says game. We don't even have a game. This outline is seriously toilet paper.
We have plenty of prizes.
You know what's funny? Anytime he doesn't have anything, he just puts game in there.
Yeah, game.
All right.
We got 4 prizes.
Yeah.
Right.
This outline is a joke.
Phone number is 800-636-1067 for the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Six, seven, the fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. We will play Who Am I coming up at 8:45. Drab wants us to give away a couple prizes, so we will play Who Am I. See, we're going to do the game. It's in the outline. It's in the outline for like 7:40.
Now we're doing the round robin Who Am I. Which version are we doing?
We've been leaning towards round robin Who Am I of late. Drab wants to do it with a theme.
Okay.
With a theme?
He likes themed bits.
What?
Like pitchers and catchers are reporting, so.
So baseball theme?
Oh, so he wants to do a baseball theme.
We can.
So the Who
you
Am
can
I
choose another
be...
theme if you want.
That's fine.
Well, I know, I just said pitchers and catchers. Like, it would either be a, you know.
It would either be a pitcher or a catcher.
Okay. I don't know many catchers.
Well, you know catchers from the Orioles and the Nats. Doesn't have to be a current catcher.
Oh, you won't do Johnny Bench. By the way,
you can. That's the beauty of the game. You can make it whatever you want.
I want to thank Nicole from Gusto. Kava,
good Lord, that's a lot of gift cards.
Kava has some competition.
Don't complain about gift cards for the rest of the year. Look, you got like 100 of them.
I believe that she's actually married to a guy that's an executive at Gusto. No, at Cava, rather.
Right.
Forgive me. So it's all in the family.
Yeah.
It's all good. I mean, they're owned by different companies, but
yep.
Just so happened. But thank you. I do have a new lunch spot. Do you want to go? You want to go to
Are you Augusta? Spreading the wealth, or is that for you? Those are all strictly for you?
Well, I mean, it says Sports Junkies. I'll give you some.
It says Sports Junkies.
I mean, I've met her, but
it does.
I mean, do you want to go?
It's
in the mall. Do you like it?
I don't need a lot. You can give me a couple, but you can keep the lion's share.
I'll give you a few. I'm going to be kind of stingy. I'll give you a couple.
That's fine.
There you go. I'll keep the vast majority. Yeah, I like this fistful. And if you need more, I'll give you more.
Yeah.
But I know I'll use them.
Yeah, there you go.
But I am fresh.
I don't think I have any.
He didn't have one near him.
I don't think I have one in Ashburn.
Yeah. And you guys are finished. You guys are like Virginia.
Yeah, it's a finito. Yeah.
All right. Are we going to play the game now?
No, we'll do it at 8:45.
Okay.
Good. People want to call in now, they're more than welcome to. 800-636-1067. You can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines.
Hey, can I mention that the brand new episode of Big Fat Winners will be available at 10 a.m.
Again, I thought you did one.
We did two this week because we had technical difficulties last week.
Nuh-uh.
So we doubled up. So we did one Monday, which was available Monday night, and we're doing one. And then we did one last night, and it'll be available.
Didn't you guys used to love the murder Jabby about the tech difficulties? He's no longer in the mix, right?
You know what's funny? Jabby never calls. He's bitter at me.
He is.
It's well, you abandoned him as a podcast partner.
We had no option.
What do you mean?
Because the sound was so bad. We had to move on to a professional.
Right.
But let me just tell you this. Do you remember he used to call all the time?
Yeah.
Well, you abandoned him.
And he would text me. He would email me.
When was the last time you heard
He was
from
in
him?
The golf pool last year, not this year.
Yeah. You abandoned him. You crushed him.
Okay, but it wasn't personal.
Did you talk to him in advance? Did you say, listen, we're going to move on. We're going to find a new partner. It's just not working out.
But Skippy did.
He did.
Yes.
And how did that go?
I think it went fine.
Do you want me to broker the peace? From time to time, talk to him on Twitter. Would you like me to?
I don't think he really cares.
No, it's fine. I mean, I just want him to know it wasn't personal.
Yeah. I mean, the quality was poop.
Well, it was.
The quality was poop.
I mean, there were some that were better than others, but for the most part, it just didn't sound good.
Is the quality better now? You're just doing it on Nub Skype, like you know.
It's better though. Because Pat is doing it off of a board. He's got a soundboard.
I know he's got a board, but you're doing it from like a bar in Loudoun County or something.
Not just a bar, it's Bonefish.
All right, you're doing it from Bonefish.
Yeah, but it was sounding great yesterday.
All right.
I just want to let everyone know it's a brand new one at 10 a.m.
All right, let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment.
Please do.
It's probably going to be a two-segmenter.
Oh,
that the works.
Cakes, how did Purdue lose to Wisconsin?
I don't know. It's a disappointing loss.
I mean, that's a bad loss.
By the way, before you start the EP, this is entertainment related.
Hap fouling out.
Yeah, but Hap's good.
Jason,
though.
I hope you're buying your tickets for Ozzy's last tour. No more tours, too, I believe, because Valdez played some Ozzy on the end. I just want to remind you, this is your last chance to see Ozzy Osbourne live, coming up in the next probably 18 months. So make plans accordingly.
I'd rather climb a mountain.
You don't want to go to the Beacon Theater to see the guys?
I love OAR. Why don't we do it? I love OAR.
I know.
But I'm just telling you. I'm just being honest. After we get back from our Florida trip.
It'll be like a day or two. We're coming back
earlier than
we thought.
The last thing I'm going to want to do is get on an Amtrak and go to New York. Hey, just personally.
Bring Amy. We'll double date.
I'm not saying.
Oh, you don't like double dates. He doesn't like double dates.
There's so many moving parts there. Here's what I like doing. Going to see OAR when they play at Chucktown in August.
Yeah,
that's when I'll see OAR.
Right. Okay. Me,
you're not
going
to go. I really might go.
You're going to go to New York.
The only problem is I have something I have to be back for the next day, so I have to leave fairly early the next morning.
Right.
But yeah, I would do that. I would do a one-day trip to go see him at the Beacon with Adam Duritz from Counting Crows.
Yeah.
Worlds collide.
It is tempting because he said we would be his guests, basically.
Yeah, we get silly.
Omaha
seats.
Is such a money.
That's a great song.
God, I like that song.
Yeah,
it's depressing, but it's a good tune. Yeah.
I would be psyched. All right, big news in the world of Hollywood and entertainment: Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux are
finito.
Grab won't start.
Dunsky.
He won't stop talking about Justin Theroux in the Leftovers. Is that what
he's
in?
That's a terrible show.
I watched that.
He loves that show.
I don't even know why
he's
famous.
Did they even renew that show?
I don't know.
Did they continue with
that
show? I remember the first season.
1 second.
Is he famous for TV or movies? Movies, right?
I think mostly that TV show,
The Leftovers. Yeah, I don't know.
He was famous before.
You know what? She's an A-plus lister. He's a D-lister.
Is that right?
Well, don't you think? In the grand scheme of things,
I mean, I didn't think she would stoop and marry
Justin Theroux.
Yeah,
I mean, he's just a dreamy guy who was in a terrible miniseries on HBO.
Hmm. Yeah. They were married for 2.5 years.
He was in Miami Vice.
But they said in the statement that the breakup was mutual and lovingly made at the end of last year. They decided to part ways as a couple, but look forward to continuing their cherished friendship.
Please.
Ugh.
Are you kidding me?
Reports that she's already sold or put on the market the mansion where they got married, I think out in Malibu. I think it's that spot. Apparently he lives like half the time in New York, and they hadn't been seen together in New York since like early October.
Okay.
So it had been months. And apparently they had an epic fight in December, the fight to end all fights that had been reported by the tabloids. And so this really isn't a shocker for people that watch this.
Is there any chance that Eric Bickle can win a free dollar from me by naming the – now, I'm not a big Friends mark.
Yeah, neither am I.
But I am wildly popular. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it. I understand. Any way that Eric Bickle can name the coffee shop in Friends?
No. Yes.
Because there's a free dollar for chance. You if you want to take it.
Could he name Jennifer Aniston's character?
Rachel.
Rachel what?
See, he knocked that one out of the park.
Is it green?
Yeah.
There's your dollar.
Central Perk, you're finished. Yeah, I'd
heard of that.
Yeah, do you know Ross's last name?
Ross
Geller.
Ross Geller.
Oh, you guys are friends.
He's a big friend.
Joey Tribbiani, Chandler Bing,
Blake Griffin.
Chandler's the easiest one.
Is being sued by his ex girlfriend Bryn Cameron. You remember her, right? She's former. Was he Tennessee Star? Is that what she was?
Was it Tennessee?
Or was it USC?
I think it was USC.
Maybe USC. Because she
Cameron.
Used to date Matt Leinart.
Cameron.
Right? Does she actually have a kid with Matt Leinart? I think she might.
She likes the athlete.
In fact, I'm willing to bet that they have a child together.
Don't say that on the sports reporters.
I'll try not to.
Leave that here.
But she's suing him basically because he canceled the wedding like a week before they were supposed to walk down the aisle and then started dating Kendall Jenner. Like in the middle of it, he sent out some
what a disaster.
Some note to everybody that was invited to the wedding and said, "No, we need to pause. We take this seriously."
Right.
And then the weekend they were supposed to get married, he's out running around like in Vegas or something with Kendall Jenner.
Well, he's got to move on with his life, right?
So he was
playing a game called Hide the Salami.
Right. Yeah. So hold on, he was set to get married that weekend, and he called it off.
Called it off a week before.
Right.
And then that weekend that he was supposed to be
and
married.
And then Bryn Cameron found out that he was.
And then he threw an alley oop to Drummond.
And meanwhile, they were doing couples counseling. And he was still playing that game, Hide the Salami, with Kendall Jenner.
I'm not familiar with that game.
You haven't played that game in years.
I would be very bad at it.
Jason doesn't know the rules.
I don't. No idea. Can you explain it to me? Explain those rules to me, Cakes.
Ask A-Wad. He knows.
Not safe for radio.
When does the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition comes out? I don't get Sports Illustrated anymore.
I think now.
Is it currently?
They've been releasing the pictures.
They've been talking all about it. The one that I'm interested in is obviously our former guest, Paige Spiranak. The golfer who's in there, and she looks awesome.
Why was Britt McHenry attacking her?
I don't know.
Britt McHenry's gotten into all these social media spats lately.
What is she doing?
I don't know. She just making
it was over about posing nude because Paige was nude in Sports Illustrated. So she's trying to say that women don't have to do that to feel empowered.
They don't have to do that to feel empowered, but they can.
She likes doing it.
Yeah, she looks freaking good.
Am I wrong?
I like looking.
Spiranak, you should do it.
Am I wrong? But didn't Britt used to post pictures of herself?
Of course,
not naked, but still
a billion. Listen, I'm not going to go down that wormhole. If you want to go down there and just start attacking Britt, you can. I'm not. She's a former friend of the show. Had been on a long time.
Still a friend of the show doesn't mean I agree with her stance. I found it odd.
You know, text her.
Man, how do I know a number?
I'm not going to text her.
Got a great story.
Oh, about?
Somebody we just talked about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't ever talk about it on the air, but it's a great story.
I know the story you're talking about.
It's actually the best story.
Is it a story that we've told before?
No.
No.
I want to hear that one.
You can't tell this story.
We've done a lot of this about it. A lot of...
Knee slapping.
A lot of that about it.
All right, we'll tell it during the break.
It's very kind of behind the scenes.
This is a sad story. Jason, I think you used to be into this chick.
Radio Insider.
I think you used to be into... Did you ever watch that show Twin Peaks?
Not a big fan of Twin Peaks.
Why do I feel like you were into Lara Flynn Boyle?
Oh, no, because she was on
The Practice.
The Practice.
Ah, yeah, I knew you had a thing for her.
You know where Lara Flynn Boyle is from?
Alexandria, Virginia.
Boston.
Think Philly.
Philly.
Check that.
She was married to
for the Eagles.
Dating somebody who was a lot older than her.
Jack.
Oh, it was Jack Nicholson.
Jack used to pummel it.
Yeah.
Right? He used to play hard to slam me with her.
What's going on with her?
If you've seen pictures of her lately.
I think she's bulimic or anorexic.
She looks really, really bad. It's awful. She's only 47 years old. But they've got pictures of her. She's driving and she's drinking Johnny Walker while she's driving out, straight out of the bottle. Okay.
Yeah, she's in a parking lot. Like,
she's in this behind the wheel.
I know, but I'm just saying that she's not like driving.
Like, okay. She's going to start the car at some point.
I was telling Valdez and Drab yesterday, I would be nervous just driving with that bottle in my car if it was sealed in the back seat, let alone cracking it.
I mean, if you're seeing such a thing,
why would you be nervous with it sealed in the back seat?
Just like if it's expensive,
that's not a good look.
If a cop pulled me over and saw it in my car,
she was going through some stuff for the last few years. So
I think she's had like a lot of bad plastic surgery.
Yeah,
I think, like you say, there might be like some bulimia stuff.
I thought that was. By the way, I was wrong. She's from Iowa.
pretty close. Philly and Iowa.
Not very close. But yes, she was in her heyday. Really hot.
Yeah.
To me, anyway.
Yeah. Well, you've lost all credibility because you thought Courtney Love was hot.
Oh, my God. How many times are you going to bring that up? That was 20 years ago.
I know. It was just staggering.
Thought the Osborne chick was hot.
You
never
Osborne.
Said hot. I said cute. Never said hot.
Well, she wasn't either.
Never. Okay. But I never said hot. There's a definite distinction.
All right.
Definite distinction.
A1's Bay looked better than
Bay.
Tommy Lee is apparently engaged again, this time to some chick they claim is a social media star, 24 years younger than him.
Good for him.
So let me see. Her name is, let me see. She's a beautiful girl. I see a picture. Brittany Ferland. Have you heard of her, Cakes?
I'm sure I've heard of a YouTube star.
Why is she a social media star?
Are you kidding?
So she's hot. Instagram model.
Must be just a hot Instagram chick. I don't know. He's been previously married to Elaine Bergen, whoever that is, Heather Locklear, and, of course, Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
And this will be the first marriage for Miss Ferland.
Remember his show, Tommy Lee Goes to College?
I don't remember. I remember the show.
Was Tommy
Lee
MTV
driving
show?
I want to say it was. If I had to bet, I would say it was on NBC. Right around the time when all these shows like The Apprentice started popping up.
Right.
Tommy Lee Goes to College.
And he would go and sit his big dong in
supposedly
the classroom.
He went to class. He became he was like in the marching band.
Sure, he went to class. Was his dong his pencil?
Yeah.
Way too big for that.
Oh, all right. Coming up next, we will give you a chance to win some great prizes. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We'll play some Who Am I on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Comedian Ali Sadiq is going to join us in studio coming up at 9 o'clock. He's at DC Improv this weekend. Interesting story. He does a lot of his comedy based around the 6 years he spent in prison.
Wow.
For dealing coke. I saw some of his, I don't know if it was a special or just went online clicking on YouTube, where he does some comedy in front of inmates.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good bit. I saw some of it.
He was in for 6 years?
That's the real deal.
6 years. Think about that.
For dealing. Mm.
A long time.
So he'll join us at 9. Interesting dude. Skippy's going to join us later on the show. But right now, we're going to play Who Am I? Round Robin Edition. We spin the wheel. Let's punch up two contestants. We're giving away a 4-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters. March 17th through the 18th, Capital One Arena and Eagle Bank Arena.
All right. Let's go to... Do we have the thing?
The wheel?
Spinner thingy?
Of course. Yes, we have the spinner thingy.
Ready Chris, what's up, buddy?
Yo, what's happening, fellas?
And who will Chris be playing and who am I?
Oh, he's actually playing somebody? That makes it about
Well, I wanted to say something about John Feinstein. Look,
go ahead. Be nice.
I am. I love Feinstein. I think he's one of the best. But to be honest, I like it when he's Rick on the show.
Yeah,
you know, I like it when he gets a little irritated.
Well,
and I love it.
All we got to do is bring up Trump.
Or Tiger.
Tiger.
Yeah.
He's
irritated often.
He doesn't even watch Tiger. I don't even care to ask him about him.
Yeah, you guys throw low-handed jabs like that one time Valdez said he visited the salty dog, had me rolling.
Let's go to Rich in Olney. Rich, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Rich.
Hello, Rich.
All right, so we got Rich and Chris. You want to spin the wheel, Valdez? Is this going to be pitchers and catchers, or is it going to be anything?
I guess.
Depends on who gives the first clue.
Oh, it's not narrowed into one thing.
Who's it gonna
land on? Bic.
All right, well, I'm asking a question. Can it be anything?
You can do whatever you want.
Can I be a rock star?
The floor is yours.
Drabby wants it to be pitchers and catchers.
Under the umbrella of pitchers and catchers.
Right, okay. Drabby's such a big baseball mark.
Right.
I'm actually getting a little sized.
All right. I'm a good hitter.
I'm a good, so current or was a good hitter?
He didn't say. He said, I'm a good hitter.
Okay.
And that's right. It's a very vague.
You can be hitting people.
You know, it's what I decide is good.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, have to guess, because I'm going to have to think of somebody,
I'm thinking of somebody. It'd be totally different. Yeah. Spin the wheel. They don't have guesses.
They've got no guesses. Okay.
Let's spin it.
Not cakes. Don't land here.
Please, no.
Cakes.
All right. The first clue is I'm a silly hitter.
Is he silly? Good.
I'm a good hitter. All right. I play in the National League.
Currently playing in the National League.
Current.
All right.
Either of you have a guess as to who Cakes is thinking of?
Got nothing.
All right, let's
spin
the wheel.
What if they guess who I was thinking of?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It's already on the cakes.
Okay. Write down your guy.
I can remember. I'm not that absent-minded.
Valdez.
Ooh, Valdez, he's in the game.
Is Matt Valdez. I'm a pitcher who's a good hitter who plays in the National League.
Ooh.
Hold on, what'd you say?
Pitcher.
He's a pitcher. I'm a pitcher.
Oh, okay.
That's actually what I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking.
We're thinking about the same person then.
Probably.
Maybe. All right. Do you have a guess? No guesses.
No guess.
See, these are the worst contestants ever. All right. Here we go. Spin the wheel.
Drab.
Surprised you haven't picked yourself yet. Drabby.
Trying to challenge.
He's clueless.
No, I got it. I'm right on it. I have a beard.
Ooh, beard.
Rich.
All right. Go ahead, Rich.
Rich.
Madison Bumgarner.
Not a bad guess.
Is that who you were thinking of, Drab?
That's who I'm thinking of.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations.
You get a four-pack of tickets see the Harlem Globetrotters March 17th through March 18th at the Capital One Arena and Eagle Bank Arena. Tickets on sale through the Cap One and Eagle Bank Arena box offices, but you win your way in with 106.7 The Fan. Those tickets are courtesy of Monumental Sports.
All right, recap. Who were you thinking of, Bick, when you gave out the first clue?
Max Scherzer.
And Cakes?
He's a good hitter.
I think he's a pretty good
hitter. Yeah, he's pretty good.
Nobody.
He's nobody. So what if someone would have guessed something?
I would have faked it.
You're wrong.
I would have.
You would have faked it.
No, I had a list in front of me. Even though he's not a catcher, I was going to go with Joey Votto. But I wasn't really thinking of anybody.
All right, Valdez,
to be honest.
Who was your guy?
Bumgarner.
Oh, okay, all right.
Right. I thought it was Kershaw.
Kershaw's another one, but that's not who I was thinking.
I couldn't think of a really good hitting catcher in the NL. How can I know that off the top of my head?
All right, let's punch up our next two contestants. Round robin, who am I? For this one, we will give away some Shamrock Fest tickets.
All right, let's go to Paul in Fairfax. Hey, Paul, you're on with the Junks. Paul?
Morning, fellas.
Hey, Paul, what's up?
All right, let me see. I think I got him. Whoops, I got him locked in here. Valdez, don't touch it. You're mucking it up. Let's go to Nick in Woodbridge. Nick.
Junks, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. All right.
All right,
spin the wheel, Valdez. What's the category?
It's the same thing.
Same category?
Yes.
All right, Drabby.
Pass. I'm on the phone over here.
Yeah, he's a busy man.
Valdez.
I'm Hispanic.
All right.
Ooh, Hispanic. All right, first clue. That really narrows it down to Major League Baseball, by the way.
All right, here we go.
What does Hispanic encompass, Cakes? What would it technically be? Like, what's not Hispanic? besides Chinese.
White, African American,
right.
Asian.
Belgian.
Asian, African, white.
So anybody
Native American.
So anybody
Hispanic are your Latin American countries.
Right.
South America, Central America, Spain. European wouldn't be.
All right. Okay. Yeah,
so basically, Russian. I got rid of Matt Wieters.
No Aussies.
All right, here we go.
Nobody from Australia. No Kiwis.
But if you say none Spanish, now you're really narrowing it
down. Spain.
Yeah.
Bickle.
No.
What was the question? What was the first clue?
Hispanic.
You know what? You're going to have to figure it out.
Yes.
All right. I'm in the Hall of Fame. I think. Oh. Let me check. Let me just check right now to make sure.
I'm a Hall of Fame.
All right. Any guesses?
No.
Now it has been narrowed down.
Oh. Yeah.
They moved by beyond you, so it doesn't matter.
No, but
Bish.
My guy is in the Hall of Fame.
Bish. Thank God. I once played for the Nets.
Oh. Hispanic Hall of Famer.
We're thinking
who
of the,
once
same,
played
thinking
for the,
of the
Nats?
Same guy over there, Rick. Two great minds.
I got it.
What is it, Richie? What is it?
Buzz Rodriguez.
There you go.
You're a winner. You get a pair of VIP Shamrock Fest tickets.
Who had
Shamrock?
That?
Nick or Paul?
Who Paul.
I don't know.
Paul.
Paul, I guess.
Okay. Shamrock Fest kicks off March 17th from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the RFK Stadium Festival Grounds. Tickets on sale now through shamrockfest.com, but you can win your way in all week long with 106.7 The Fan.
I thought it was a Hall of Famer, but the first thing I saw on Wikipedia was Texas Rangers Hall of Fame. That didn't bode well.
He was just
and
elected.
I'd be scared.
He was just elected.
Exactly. Yeah.
How many seasons did Pudge play for the Nats? Like two? Maybe two?
Two.
2010 and 2000. Through 2011.
The guy I was going to go with after that Hall of Fame clue was Mariano Rivera. Is he in yet?
He's got
to
be
he's
in.
Going to be Hall of Famer. Is he in yet?
I don't know if he's been retired 5 years.
I don't know if he is.
Hold on.
He think maybe he's just getting in.
Are
or maybe
kidding?
He's going to go in next year.
I think next year with Jeter.
When did he retire? He retired in 2013. Yeah, so he's not eligible yet.
Yeah.
Next year.
I would have botched it.
Next year.
You would have botched. You would have ruined the game, shocker.
All right, coming up next, Ali Sadiq will join us in studio. He's performing at the DC Improv this weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.